Welcome to AM Best Audio.
We're here in Monte Carlo for the Rendezvous de Septembre. For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks. And I'm joined now by Charles Mateus, Group Deputy Chairman at Fidelis Partnership. Charles, it's great to see you again. Welcome.
Great to see you too. Thank you for asking me.
So, Fidelis celebrates its 10-year anniversary this year.
Yep.
But it's not resting on its laurels. I can't imagine that would ever be the case. But what can we expect to see in the immediate future?
So I think really what's happened over the last year since we spoke is that we now talk about ourselves as a risk allocator rather than an MGA. And when people talk about MGAs, a lot of people think, well, it's a monoline annual venture company, and that's not what we are. First and foremost, you know, we write nearly 140 lines of business now. So we're a very, very diversified company. Second of all, whilst the Fidelis Insurance Holdings, the Fidelis Insurance Group, remains our core partner, our sister company, they have right of first refusal over everything we do. We did start our Lloyd's syndicate with Lloyd's names, with the Hamden Agency last year. And that's been a great success. The original target for gross written premium for the syndicate for this year was 550 million. That's actually gone up to 740 million, and we think we'll be around a billion next year. So great growth there. And that means that with different capacity partners, we're able to allocate parts of very often the same risk to different risk appetites. And so that really has been a big change for us over the course of the last year. It's been very well received by brokers and clients, and there are different niches that one appetite is more attuned to than another. And so we definitely see that as somewhere that will keep growing. We're in discussions with another capacity provider at the moment about an opportunity to build another vehicle with them, which would again add to it. And the great attraction for our existing partners is, as we add capacity, as I say, with slight nuances around risk appetite, it helps us take on more of a risk. And the more of a risk that we can take on, the more it cements our position as a leader. And so I think that really is where we're focused going forward now, is how do we build capacity that benefits all our capacity providers, obviously principally the Fidelis Insurance Holdings.
So that tends to speak to the importance of building partnerships, building relationships. What's the secret of building a good partnership, particularly as the cycle changes and at-risk appetites change?
I think it's two things. I think it's having rules around the partnership so everybody knows what each is supposed to be doing. And then I think it's also having real transparency in the relationship. And, you know, if we talk about our capacity providers, we talk to the insurance group every day. In London, we're separated by one floor from them. And, you know, we talk all the time. We ask them questions, they ask us questions, and we're very, very happy to do that. With our Lloyd's names, we're constantly exchanging information with them, and Hamden and Astor, who are our managing agent, have been great partners there too. And then I think our incubator, Pine Walk, which is the home for our sub-MGAs, has been a really, really good partnership. And again, it's all based around transparency. And we talk all the time. We have this great meeting every Tuesday in our boardroom in London. In fact, we're going to have to extend the boardroom table because it's not big enough anymore. But we have all our heads of lines of business and senior underwriters from the Fidelis Partnership. But we also have the CEOs and senior underwriters from all our Pine Walk cells in the room. And we go round the room, we talk about what each of us is doing. And it's a wonderful way of cross-selling, because I'll say, you know, I'm off to Mexico in a couple of weeks' time. Who's got a contact there they'd like me to see? And so we can absolutely use that as a venue through that transparency about who's doing what to say, let's build more business together. And I think that's really important to how we go about it.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So you moved on from being, considering yourself an MGA to this risk allocator, but the MGA segment itself is still thriving. It seems to be the talk of the talk of the town. What's made that segment so successful?
Yes, I was talking to someone yesterday. I first went to work for an MGA an embarrassingly long time ago. I think it was 1990. And at the time, I was in the US, and I'd talked to friends in London. They said, oh dear, you're going to work for an MGA. You know, there was a disdain for it. And it was the assumption was you went to work for an MGA because you weren't quite good enough to get a real job. And now that's completely reversed. You have got to be absolutely top of your class, top of your line of business in order to be a candidate for an MGA. And I think a lot of people are at that stage in a career, you know, 20, 25 years into a career, and they're looking around and they're thinking, well, I've got a great track record, I've got great experience, I've got great client and broker relationships, I want to monetize that now. And an MGA is a really good way for them to do that. And, you know, our Pinewalk incubator provides all the services behind them. It provides their accounting, their compliance, their regulatory, all of that. And so they can focus on their clients, their brokers, and their business. And I think that's very attractive to people who don't want to be sucked into a big bureaucratic corporate world as they become more senior. So we think that that will continue. This time last year, we were 8 Pinewalk cells. By the end of this year, we'll be 16. And we've seen, you know, really great experienced people who want to take that step.
Charles, one final question, if I may. Is there one thing that's being missed today that's going to be really important tomorrow?
Well, if it's being missed, I'm no genius, so I've probably missed it too. I suppose the thing that we are thinking more about than we were is just how trade relationships and economic relationships and the changes in those are going to affect our business. And I think there are a lot of people who are throwing up their hands up in the air about, you know, what's happening with America and their tariffs. But when we look at our business, and we're very focused, as you know, on what we call BRICS Plus, of trying to build business outside of North America, Western Europe, Japan, Australasia. And we're doing a huge amount of traveling to support that. You know, we were talking with a major client from Saudi Arabia last night. And as we look at what's happening in the world, we see a lot of opportunity, and it will disrupt trade relationships. But you look at the summit in China last week, 27 nations who account for a really significant slice of global GDP, talking about how they can do more together. They're all developing their insurance industries, and we're very keen to be a part of that. So we see it as opportunity more than threat, I think.
Charles, it's always a great pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Likewise.
For your time.
Thank you, Richard.
For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.